Let us attempt to understand all this better through an example. Let us imagine, for instance, a so-called bum on a street corner. In a fashionable neighborhood in a big city stands an old man in tattered clothes, all alone, leaning against the corner of an elegant brownstone. Look at him from the perspective of various levels of consciousness, and note the differences in how he appears. From the bottom of the scale, at level 20, the level of shame, the bum looks dirty, disgusting, disgraceful. From level 30, or guilt, he would be blamed for his condition. He deserves what he gets. He's probably a lazy welfare cheat. At conscious level 50, hopelessness, his plight might appear desperate, evidence that society can't do anything about homelessness. At level 75, or grief, the old man looks tragic, friendless, forlorn. A consciousness level of 100, or fear, we might see him as threatening, a social menace. Perhaps we should call the police before he commits some crime, we think. At 125, desire, he might represent a frustrating problem. Why doesn't somebody do something? At level 150, or anger, the old man might look like he could be violent, or on the other hand, one could be furious that such a condition exists. At 175, pride, he could be seen as an embarrassment or as lacking the self-respect to better himself. At consciousness level 200, that of courage, we might be motivated to wonder if there is a local homeless shelter, or maybe he needs a job or a place to live. At level 250, or neutrality, the bum looks okay, maybe even interesting. Live and let live, we say to ourselves. After all, he's not hurting anyone. At level 310, willingness, we might decide to go down there and see what we can do to cheer him up, or volunteer some time at a local mission. At level 350, or acceptance, the man on the corner appears to be intriguing. He probably has an interesting story to tell. He's where he is for reasons we may never understand. At level 400, reason, he is a symptom of the current economic and social malaise, or perhaps a good subject for an in-depth psychological study. The ability to differentiate between high and low energy patterns is a matter of perception and discrimination that most of us learn by painful trial and error. Reflection on the many contrasting pairs of qualities itself can initiate a consciousness-raising process, so that one gradually becomes aware of patterns operating in relationships, business affairs, and all the various interactions that make up the fabric of life. On the left side of the page are adjectives describing powerful positive patterns which calibrate above 200. On the right side of the page are weak negative patterns which calibrate below 200. We can start with abundance and then see that in contrast, there is that which is excessive. We can see the power of accepting as compared to the weakness of rejecting. We see the power of admitting in contrast to denying. We see the value of that which is aesthetic in contrast to that which is merely artsy. We see the power of being agreeable rather than being condescending. We see the value of allowing rather than controlling, being appreciative rather than envious, of being approving rather than critical, of attraction versus seduction. We see the value of authoritative rather than dogmatic, of being aware rather than preoccupied. We see the value of being balanced rather than extreme. We see the value of the beautiful rather than that which is only glamorous. And profoundly, we see the value of being, we see the value of